So we're in the middle of our sermon series on God's calling. God has a long history of calling people all throughout the Bible and throughout history. And God continues to be that kind of God who knows us and calls us to do God's work in the world. There are great examples of people in the Bible who hear the call of God and respond quickly and faithfully, like the first disciples of Jesus who heard the call right away they dropped their nets and they left everything they've ever known to follow him. We may fit into that group from time to time when we hear God's call and we respond faithfully. But we may also be like Moses, who we talked about last week, and others in the Bible who are more reluctant to accept the call from God or do so under protest. Or maybe we're even like those who try to run away from the call altogether. That seems to be the case with our story for today. We're reading from Jonah 1:1-3. Now the word of the Lord came to Jonah, son of Amittai, saying, "Go at once to Nineveh, that great city, and cry out against it, for their wickedness has come up before me." But Jonah set out to flee to Tarshish from the presence of the Lord. He went down to Joppa and found a ship going to Tarshish, so he paid his fare and went on board to go with them to Tarshish, away from the presence of the Lord. So maybe you've experienced this before. You just sit down for dinner or you're in the middle of putting the kids to bed for the night and the phone rings. Getting a call on the phone can sometimes be one of the more irritating things you might hear, actually. It's like people know how to just time it just right or wrong, rather. I don't know if this happens at your house, but it's even more irritating, I'm sure. You hear the phone ring. Everyone obviously clearly heard the phone ring, but nobody wants to answer it, so you just might hear from across the house something like, "Honey, the phone's ringing." That wouldn't be any of you, would it? Sometimes we want to avoid the call altogether. I was talking with some of the church staff this week, and we got on the subject of getting those especially annoying calls at home from telemarketers and such. I've been getting a lot of offers for free cruises to the Bahamas lately, if I would just complete their short survey. We're not going to the Bahamas because I'm not going to do their short survey. Tammy, our business manager, said that they've disconnected their home phone for the time being, and I thought this was wise because she said it's an election year. It's a little trickier with God, though. When God calls, it's a little trickier. It's not always a good time. It's not always something we want to do at the moment or ever. It's possible we could still be a little irritated by that call we get. We may want to avoid it altogether. God calls us anyway. Jonah is irritated, it seems, when God calls. Jonah tries to run the other way, away from the presence of the Lord, if that's even possible. He clearly hears the call of God, "Go to Nineveh," but he boards a ship headed in the other direction. You probably remember that this plan of Jonah's doesn't work out too well for him. The waters become dangerous and the ship begins to sink and Jonah is thrown off the ship and into the deep and dark waters and he ends up in the belly of a whale. There's an old Jewish proverb that says, whenever someone says, "I have a plan," God laughs. We may want to avoid the call of God. Maybe we have other plans. Sometimes, though, we get a call that, if we really listen, could change our lives. You ever get one of those calls that changes your life? I was a junior in high school. We were sitting in the living room, and Dad answered the phone. After overhearing just one end of the conversation and seeing Dad's demeanor, I knew that it was something big. So he completed the call and hung up and came into the living room, and he couldn't even finish the sentence before he began to cry. "My dad died," he said. You ever get one of those calls that changes your life? About a year and a half ago, I was living in Texas. I was finishing up seminary, and I happened to be in the middle of writing a paper for school when I got a call from the Dr. Dave Waddell in Keokuk, Iowa. I had interviewed at a couple churches. I'd been praying, wondering what life was going to look like. Where would my family and I end up? Dr. Dave said, "So we'd like to offer you the position here at First Christian." I said, "All right." He said, "So do you think that's something you want to do?" And obviously, I said, "Yes." It was a short conversation, but it changed my life. When we hear the call of God, God wants to change our lives and the lives of those around us for the better. When we hear the call of God, we are wise to listen. I haven't really shared with you all much about how I was first called by God into ministry, and that's the case for a couple reasons. First of all, though that call changed my life, it's really a little boring, especially compared to burning bushes and raging oceans and whales and actually hearing an audible voice of God. I just felt it. It was made clear to me. My heart was restless and my mind was jumbled, and then it was clear that God was calling, and I had to go. So about a year or two later, I did. I'm not a great model of faithfulness in the matter. The second reason I think I'm reluctant to tell you about my call to ministry is I don't want you to think that being called to pastoral ministry is the only way that God calls people. God calls people to do a variety of things into all sorts of different circumstances. God calls people, period. Jonah isn't really a great model of faithfulness either. He clearly hears the call of God, and he tries to run the other way. It wasn't until he wound up in the belly of the whale when God calls again and spoke those same words, "Go to Nineveh." Then Jonah finally listened and reluctantly answered God's call. Jonah is not a model servant of God, but God still uses Jonah. The city of Nineveh was the capital of Assyria. It was a large city of at least 120,000 people, a 3 days walk across it, says. The city was in trouble. They had rejected God for their own ways of sin and darkness, and the city was to be overthrown. Jonah finally goes and preaches to Nineveh, a very short five-word sermon, and they hear the call of God in that through Jonah. Unlike Jonah, they hear the call of God and respond quickly and faithfully. They turn their lives around. Their lives are changed. The whole city repents and fasts, and God has compassion on Nineveh. The city is saved, 120,000 people. There seems to be an assumption that the Old Testament God is violent and quick to punish, but this isn't the whole picture of who God is. That's clear. There are examples of God showing mercy all throughout the Old Testament. This story is one of them. Jonah's reluctance to go to Nineveh wasn't just because he was busy or something. Jonah didn't want to go because he knew that God was compassionate and would save the city. Jonah didn't want the city to be saved. Again, not the best model of faithfulness. After the people of Nineveh repent and the city is saved, Jonah is not pleased. He says to God mournfully, "I knew it. I knew you are a gracious God and merciful, slow to anger and abounding in steadfast love and ready to relent from punishing." It sounds like a good thing to me. We have a God abounding in steadfast love. God not only calls people, but loves people and wants what's best for us. There can be a temptation in life for us to not listen to the call of God, to try to run the other way, away from what is best for us, to not be the kind of person that God wants us to be, the kind of husband or father or mother, the kind of Christian that we're called to be. It can be a great temptation to ignore the call of God, to brush it off and say, I'm going to do what I want with my life. It might seem too difficult to listen to the call and act on the call of God in our lives. It might seem easier to just go on with our own plans. The life that Jesus calls us into doesn't seem easy at all to me. Yet Jesus says in Matthew 11:30, my yoke is easy. My yoke is easy and my burden is light. How could that be? As was the case with Jonah, when we run the other way from what God wants for our lives, when we run the other way from this life that Jesus calls us into, we can surprisingly make things more difficult for ourselves. We can spiral downward and we can wind up in the deep and dark waters in the belly of the whale, so to speak. Luckily, it's there in the midst of our unfaithfulness that God calls to us again. God calls us again, leading us in the right direction. Our God, abounding in steadfast love, doesn't call us just to derail our plans. God calls because God wants to change our lives for the better, with a yoke that is easy and a burden that's light. And when we listen to the call of God, when we listen carefully to the call of God in our lives, it's when we're responding faithfully to that call that God can begin to work to really change our lives and the lives of those around us for the better. Let's pray together. God, we give you thanks for calling us from the depths into your way of life with a yoke that is easy and a burden that is light. Speak wisdom into our lives, Lord. May we listen to you and follow you, that we may be your hands and your feet in this world. It's in your holy name we pray. Amen.